back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're here with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is called The Trial of the Century. It's a must-read book, The Scopes Monkey Trial, about 100 years ago. Clarence Darrow, William James Bryan, my good friend Greg Jarrett. Greg, we're a little short, but I want to ask you, Alan Dershowitz, professor emeritus of Harvard Law School, for all you Trump haters popping the champagne over this dubious indictment, here's exactly why it may collapse. And he raises something called the Nixon standard, which basically said if you're going to go after a president, you better have your ducks in line, and they don't. Alvin Bragg didn't, and Jack Smith didn't. And the government would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump himself knew and believed that he lost the election fair and square. They don't have it. Trump believes he won the election. What do you make of this, Greg Jarrett?
If he truly believed that he won the election, I have no doubt, having spoken with him several times about it, that he did believe that, then there's no criminal intent. And beyond that, I don't know how you get around the seminal Alvarez case in which the Supreme Court held that false claims or lies are protected speech under the First Amendment. Mm. The proper remedy is counter speech and the truth. How do you get around that? You can't.
You know, I've said on the air, I'm obviously not the lawyer. You're a brilliant lawyer. But this is about your First Amendment rights of free speech to be wrong, okay?
Right.
You say what you believe, and if you're wrong, you're protected by the First Amendment. It's not a criminal offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what has Jack Smith, the special counsel, done? Well, he's decided to invent a new standard for the first time in American jurisprudence, making it a crime for a politician to utter false claims and act on those claims in a government function, to wit, an election. Well, if that's the new standard, everybody in Washington belongs behind bars because lying is endemic. Go figure.
So, Greg, I think there's going to be a recession next year. I think it could start in the fourth quarter of this year and go into next year. What if I'm wrong? Will Jack Smith bust me? And will you be my attorney?
Yes, I would be happy to defend you, but I'm very pricey.
The
whole thing is just silly, you know. I mean, the political landscape is littered with government actions based on false claims or lies, including Joe Biden and his $500 billion loan forgiveness that was based on his lie that he had the authority. And, of course, the Supreme Court said, no, you don't. And actually, Biden had confessed earlier that he had no such authority, but he did it anyway. That affected a government function, but nobody's prosecuting Joe Biden.
You know, the other thing, Greg Jarrett, Dershowitz talks about the Mar-a-Lago classified documents business. So he says, all right, there's evidence related to Trump's alleged illegal retention of classified materials at Mar-a-Lago are strong, but the supposed crime itself is rather technical and relatively minor. And then he says Hillary Clinton, who stored highly sensitive government documents on her homebrew server, she never faced federal charges. Neither did President Biden, Vice President Pence, or Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton's former National Security Advisor, Sandy Berger. In other words, these technical charges have never been implemented before. Why now?
Because it's Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And look, I've maintained from the very beginning, literally the day of the raid, I went on the air and I said, wait a minute, this is a civil matter under the Federal Records Act. Which has exclusive authority over presidential papers. So, you know, the proper remedy was to go to a civil judge and file a motion to compel to turn over the documents. You don't criminalize it with a federal criminal indictment. But, of course, that's what Jack Smith and Merrick Garland wanted to do all along.
Greg Jarrett, these court dates now have been set. Of course, they're all going to be impinging on the election, key dates in the election, debates, primaries, and so forth. Well, the Trump defense, I guess he's got a pretty good lawyer, this new guy. Laura, I think his name is. Will they be able to use discovery and other aspects to, you know, postpone and defer this so you can get past the election?
In some of the cases, I absolutely think so. So, for example, I think the defense in the January 6th indictment will file a motion to dismiss along the lines that I've suggested. You can't criminalize false statements. Moreover, the Supreme Court has narrowed the scope of fraud to actual tangible money or property. Well, that doesn't apply here. So they have sound basis for a motion to dismiss. If they lose it at the trial court level, and with this biased judge they probably will, they'll take it up on appeal. That delays it substantially.
All right. Folks, please read Greg Jarrett's book, Trial of the Century. It's a fabulous, terrific read. William Jennings Bryan versus Clarence Darrow. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it very much. We're going to take a quick break, and the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the economy and the jobs numbers with former CEA Chair Tyler Goodspeed. I'm Kudlow. Please stick around. Much more coming.